Ephesians chapter number 1. We're going to look at five different passages, all with a similar thought tonight. And I hope it would be a blessing to you, an encouragement, and a help. How many of you here tonight say, I could use some help in an area? Sure. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, it is a real blessing that so many of you just share your heart and thoughts about things in your life with me, and that helps me be able to pray for you, and I don't take those things lightly, and I'll tell you, all of you are at different places, and all of you are going through stuff, and you may feel like I'm the only one going through stuff. No, you're not, and I pray that this message tonight would be a help to you, an encouragement to you. We're going to actually pray at the end. Tonight's message is the prayer for wisdom and understanding. The prayer for wisdom and understanding. Ephesians chapter number 1, in verse number 16, it says this, cease not to give thanks, what we were talking about last week, right? Or no, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week, I was on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean on vacation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Hey, can we just stop there before we go any further? We see the value in praying for one another. The value of praying for one another. That's why we have prayer meeting on Wednesday nights, to bring our petitions collectively of one another to God. He says, cease not to give thanks for you. There's an appreciation for one another, making mention of you in my prayers. When was the last time you thanked God for your fellow church members, fellow family of God? The Bible says this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, now look at this, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Look at the next verse, verse 18. It says this, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. God, it is with great boldness we come before your throne, seeking and so desiring your mercy and your grace. God, it is a privilege to be able to speak to you directly. It is a blessing, in fact, to bring others up before you. Lord, I pray that you would help us here tonight and get our needs met by bringing them to the great provider. Lord, I pray that you would help us. Lord, we need, right now we need some hope. We need your grace and we need your mercy and we need your love and we need to be reminded that, God, you have a plan and a purpose in all of things. Lord, I pray that this message would remind us of those things. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, for a person to have the spirit of Ryan, the spirit of laziness, that means he's not just going to be lazy at school. That means he's going to be lazy at work. He's going to be lazy with his chores. There's a habit that kind of follows him no matter where he goes. If you have a spirit of loyalty, that means that whether at the workplace or in the family or in the church house, you're just going to be loyal to things. Here it talks of a great spirit. It talks about the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. You can imagine every area of your life seeing things through God's wisdom. Oh, that'd be a blessing. That would be a help. Hey, there's not an area of my life and in your life where you go, you know what? I don't think I need God's plan in this. I think I can handle it best myself. Oh, we'd be greatly mistaken if that was the case. Verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Over the years, we've had, Pastor Seatman was speaking of how much we love our school kids and how much we love spending time with them and working with them each and every day. And over the years, we've heard some funny stories of how a young person is instructing the teacher on how to do math or how American history went or the processes of things. And what they needed was just a little bit more, we'll say, understanding. Imagine us coming to God and saying, God, let me enlighten you on how things are going. No, it's quite the opposite. It's actually in reverse. What we need here is the spirit of wisdom from God, the spirit of, or our eyes to be open to understand what it is that God is doing around us. You know, I think Braden prayed tonight for those that are in Afghanistan. There's Christians in Afghanistan that are directly persecuted, and we look at that and our hearts break, and so they should. We're being made aware of sorrowful situations. Those sorrowful situations have been going on for quite some time, but they are ever before us right now. You do understand, though, that under persecution, the church thrives. And reports are beginning to come out from Afghanistan. I don't know how they're getting them. Churches or underground groups of Christians that measured in hundreds are now measuring in thousands in the last 3 weeks. And we look at that and go, man, God, you need to fix this. And he maybe is saying, I am. See, my wisdom and God's wisdom are different. Imagine if we saw every circumstance in our life with God's wisdom. If we had God's understanding in things, say that would be impossible. That would make us divine. Do you understand that his thoughts and his ways are accessible and answerable to us? That we too could have that spirit of wisdom. And that's our prayer tonight. God, I need wisdom. James chapter number 1. Today we found ourselves at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Nathaniel, have you ever been to the DMV? You are a blessed man. The line to get into the DMV was, well, it didn't seem very long. I think there was maybe a dozen or 15 people just to get in. That line took close to an hour and a half to get into the building. Then we sat and waited another 20 minutes or so. So approximately 2 hours, to which the security guard says, things are moving quickly today. There we stood in the line and I say, why on earth am I standing in line? Because I had a need. I lacked something. I needed a vehicle registered. And so the only place to go in New York State to get, you can go to this place on Avenue D, but I do not recommend that. But legally, to go and get your vehicle registered, you have to wait in line. I had a need, so I went to a place where I could get the need met. In James chapter 1, it reminds us that we all have a need. That there's an area of our life that we all lack. Whether you're 10 or older. And the Bible says if you lack wisdom, you can go to a place. There's a place, and when we read in Ephesians chapter 1, say, oh, that divine wisdom is unattainable. God says it's not. In James chapter number 1 and verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, I would ask of you tonight, how many of you would say, yes, there's areas in my life, I just don't know what to do, but I'm trying to sort it out. You're approaching it wrong. If any of you lack wisdom, let him try and figure it out. That's not what it says. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, and I dare say that is all of us. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Lord, there's things in my life that I just don't know what to do, but I want to make the right decision. And the Lord's not in heaven saying, well, good luck with that. He says, if you ask me, I'll tell you. So what's the problem? Are we not asking? Well, maybe verse 6. But let him ask in faith. Maybe we just don't believe. Nothing wavering, it says. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You lack confidence in God. You're doubting his ways. You're not trusting him. You're back and forth. Is God really true? Is he not? Does he really know what's best? Should I just do things on my own? Hey, why don't you just ask the Lord, and when he tells you what to do, just do that. If any of you lack wisdom, what can we do? Well, we can pray and ask the Lord for wisdom. Again, I want you to think about your situation here tonight. Spoken to many of you over the last couple of weeks, and some of you are carrying some really heavy things. Have some major decisions in your life. Each different than everybody else's, but the Bible doesn't say, hey, if you just have a question about this or that, it says, if you lack wisdom. This isn't, well, if dad, you don't know what to do with your daughter, here. Young lady, if you don't know how to handle your finances here. No, it's not giving a specific. It's saying overall wisdom, godly wisdom, regardless of your situation. Come to me, he says, and just ask me and I'll tell you. But all too often our approach is, well, I'm going to try and work it out. I'm going to try and sort things out. That only gets us into trouble. The prayer for wisdom. If you lack it, ask. Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs chapter number 2. Look at verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1, or verse 2 now, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. See, isn't that what we want? We read Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. It says that there was a spirit of wisdom and that God would reveal, make known his understanding. He would reveal his understanding. And we say, hey, that's unattainable. And Proverbs chapter 2 says those exact things. He says, you just got to listen to me. You just got to listen to what I'm telling you. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her, who's her, the wisdom, as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Say, God, I have no idea what to do with this situation. I don't know, do I buy, do I sell, do I go, do I stay, do we do this, do we do that? God says, I'll tell you if you ask me, but I'm going to need you to listen to me, because I'm not going to just, see, here's the thing, I'm not just going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm not just going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what we call, I'm going to tell you what is right, and then it will be then on you to listen and to do it. Son, don't touch that fence. It doesn't look bad, yes, but that could hurt you. And what happens? Pulsating. Woo! You get a horse fence, you get a cow fence. Oh man. Your boots will be smoking. What was the problem? You didn't listen. You didn't heed the warning. You still did what you wanted to do. And oftentimes we come to God and say, God, here's my circumstance and here's how you can fix it. And God says, that's not how that works. Because your ways aren't my ways and my wisdom isn't your wisdom. And he says here, yes, I have knowledge for you. I have understanding for you, but I need you to listen to me, and I need you to do what I tell you to do. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Look at verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up wisdom for the righteous. There's a direct connection with doing right and wisdom. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. So let's look at your situation, your scenario here tonight. What is it, the thing that you're carrying and you just don't know what to do? Perplexed, truly. God, this isn't black and white. This is a lot of gray area for me. I don't know. Are you asking the Lord? Are you not only asking the Lord, are you listening to his answer? Are you willing to change what you think you should do for what God tells you to do? James chapter number 3. We'll go back there. You know, perspective is an important thing. And 1 week from today, Teddy, we are starting school, to which I am overly thrilled about. We are about to start school in 2021 in a world that has never been more upside down than it has been right now. Say, why are you excited about that? That sounds like there's more obstacles than ever before. Say, why are you excited about that? Because I have the opportunity, we as a church have an opportunity to start a Christian, or to continue a Christian school in an upside down world. You understand? That's a different perspective. I am thankful and blessed beyond measure to be able to, in 1 week, open those doors and let 50 kids and staff come in here with not only an understanding of who God is, but also an opportunity to learn math and learn about the disciples and learn about American history and have an opportunity to influence them for the cause of Christ 5 days a week. That's tremendous in an upside-down world. I am so thankful for our school. Because there is value in wisdom. James chapter number 3 and verse 17. Say, what's the big deal? But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. And then peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. Look at these next three words. And without hypocrisy. Why do you want God's wisdom so bad? Are you kidding? Read that. Because I'm dying for something pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, something that's full of mercy and good fruits and without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's what we need. That's what I need to filter my decisions through. And that's why we need to beg God for wisdom. Whatever it may be. Lord, is this a good friend for me? There's great value in wisdom. Whether you're 10 or... Lastly, Proverbs chapter number 8. Proverbs chapter number 8 and verse 33. Say, yeah, when I was younger, I used to ask for wisdom a lot more. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 33. Hear instructions and be wise, and refuse it not. If we read through the book of Proverbs, I promise you, there would be a constant repetition of these thoughts. You understand? And verse 34, blessed is the man that heareth me. Look at these next two words. Watching daily at my gates, he says, waiting at the posts of my doors. Are you waiting by the throne of grace every single day for God's instruction and wisdom? Daily.
Well, you know, when I had to choose about college, I certainly sought the Lord. When I had to choose about my spouse, I certainly sought God and counsel. But, you know, other than that, if I wasn't sure if I should move or not, I sought, I prayed a couple times. It just seemed right. But do you do that daily? Are you waiting by the gates of the throne of grace? God, I need your wisdom. I need your knowledge. I need your instruction. I need your direction for today. Prayer of wisdom and understanding is daily. It's not just for major events in your life. It's a daily prayer. As I said, I've been speaking to many of you, and many of you have some major decisions in your life. So what do we do tonight? Whether that be at the workplace. Hey, I'm asking, like I said, for school. Please pray for our school. Say what? Again, you try and have a Christian school in an upside-down world. God's going to give us wisdom, but I'm praying for wisdom. Because there's different directions that we can go with things. I just want to go God's way. That's the best way to go. That's the only way I see as an option. Your family. If you're struggling with things in the house. Your finances. Maybe have some health decisions. I believe September 27th is an important day. That is the date. Mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. Is that right? Is that the date? Most of it? Those are big decisions. Say, what's right? What do I do? How about we ask God? Say, God, what do you want me to do? Maybe you're not sure where to go with faith. God, I feel like you're leading me in this direction. You know, last Sunday night we talked about getting all in and continuing on. But God, I feel that burning in my heart, but I don't know where. And Lord, will you show me? Will you lead me? Will you give me understanding? Let's talk to God about these things. Let's ask the Lord. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have spirit of wisdom? So what does that mean? In every area that you would see things God's way? Say, that's impossible. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And when he tells you, be quick to listen, because there's great value in wisdom. We ought to do that daily. I just want to remind you, God's got an answer for you. You may feel like these decisions, I don't know. God is able to answer your decision, and he accompanies his answer with one thing that the world could never offer, and that's his peace. He not only gives you the right answer, but he gives you peace about it. Yeah, it might be hard, but there's peace. And there's no comparison to the peace of God when making major decisions or daily decisions. Let's remember that.